The question was asked, the Chafetz Chaim referenced that we were supposed to be in exile for 1,000 years, and yet Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is told that that can be undone. So which one is it? Was it decreed or was it not decreed? So there are a few answers to this question. We're going to take one. Okay. The Ibn Ezra writes a concept which you'll notice you can apply it in many places in Tanakh. The most classical is the book of Jonah, but if you look closely, you'll see that it applies throughout Genesis and in other places as well. The Ibn Ezra writes that when Hashem gives a prophetic vision, when Hashem says something's going to happen, so then there are understood clauses. And you can understand that that's the way it works, because we do the same thing when we speak. You know, imagine I said to you, right after class, I have an extra 500 shekel in the other room, I want to give it to you. Come with me after class, I want to give you 100 shekel. So imagine you're sitting there, you pick up the water bottle and squirt it in my face. Okay, now, after class, you come and say, hey, where are my 500 shekel? And I say, nobody. And you say, wait, you said. So I'll tell you, yeah, it was pretty self-evident that I said, assuming you maintain a certain normalcy of behavior, right? So it's the same thing with the prophecies Hashem gives. When Hashem gives prophecies and says, I'm going to do something for good or for bad, there are certain understood clauses. And an example of that would be the promise Hashem makes to Yaakov Avinu. Yeah, Hashem tells Yaakov when he leaves Israel, he says, I'll be with you, everything will be fine. And then Yaakov's headed back to Israel, and God had promised him, I won't leave you till you get back. Everything will be okay. He's not yet back home. He hasn't made it back to his parents. Esav is coming to attack him, and Yaakov is worried. Why was he worried? God promised him everything's going to be all right. The reason is because Yaakov knew that with that promise came an expectation that he would maintain a certain minimum. And Yaakov doubted himself. Did I live up to that minimum? Yes, I have a prophecy, but who says I've lived up to my full end of the deal? I'm not perfect. I know I've made mistakes. So I can't rely on the prophecy that everything's going to be all right. So the same thing here, when there's a prophecy that will suffer for 1,000 years. So that's assuming you won't make good on your end. But if you do a big tshuva, if you can undo everything, so then Hashem says, fine, so then you don't have to suffer the 1,000 years.
Was that the answer that you gave?
What?
Is that the answer you gave? What was the answer to the...
So I'm saying, so even though there's a prophecy or an understanding by the sages that we would spend 1,000 years in exile, that in and of itself means if things remain status quo, but if you can change things, just like in the book of Jonah, there's a decree in 40 days, Nineveh will be overturned, but if they change their actions, they do tshuva, so then 40 days pass and Nineveh is not overturned.
Yeah, but, I'm saying, but like, was it the original the question that I guess asked question on? Was that the question? Was that the answer? The one you just gave me?
I'm saying that's one answer. There are more, right, but that's one. If you bring it up on a Thursday night, then we can discuss the other a few other answers.
So small, just the same answer.
What?
The Exodus of Egypt is the same answer.
Right.